The Central Statistics Office has today released its first wave of new figures on the number of properties which are vacant across the country. For the first time, the CSO has based its vacant properties count on the electricity usage in homes, and it says the findings could be used to help local authorities to better address housing issues. Justin Anderson is a statistician with the CSO, and he's with us here in the studio. Welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming in. So just first of all, explain to us what you said about doing when you thought that electricity usage could give us an insight into which homes are vacant and which are occupied.
Yeah, so this is a new experimental publication we've released today. And your idea was, as you said, is using electricity consumption as a basis to understand vacancy and look at levels of vacancy over the country and over time. And your simple concept is where a house uses very little or zero electricity, then we're suggesting it's vacant.
Explain a little more fully about that. A holiday home, for example, would that fall into this category, or have you a way of distinguishing between a genuinely vacant property and one that's used occasionally?
Potentially. So we're using a very low rate of consumption. So it's idea of over four quarters of low consumption, and we're basing this 180 kilowatt hours consumption in a quarter, which is an average of 2 kilowatt hours per day. That may not mean anything to many people.
I was just wondering, what does that equate to?
Around about a fridge. So if you just had a fridge on for a day, a medium-sized fridge, it could be about 2 kilowatt hours. So the idea is that anyone using less than a fridge,
it's not really occupied. And anything more than that, occasional visits would be recorded, the usage would be recorded, and they're not categorised as vacant.
Yeah, so if something had one day here, one day a few months later, one day, it may be under, but if it's got, if a holiday home is used for, say, a whole month in July, it's not going to...
Okay. And of course, because it has an electricity connection, it's not a derelict building anyway, it's not been abandoned. There's still somebody paying the bill.
So it's still connected to the grid,
So what did you find then, in terms of looking across the country?
Yeah, so it shows that the national vacancy rate as of quarter four 2021 was 4.3%, and then that's only 2.3% for Dublin. So there's a big difference there between Dublin and the rest of the country. Mm. And that's seen in general in urban areas and rural areas, where 7.5% for rural areas and 2.9% for urban areas.
Right. And just before we go on, would that be consistent with what we understand anyway? When houses are being sold, for example, they would be maybe categorised as vacant. Is that the sort of the natural turnover?
As I said, this is looking at low consumption over four consecutive quarters, so essentially over a year. So it wouldn't include that kind of very sort of short term in between rental properties or in between in sales, but it would be something that's sort of more over.
So you're absolutely confident these are vacant properties and perfectly good properties, one can assume.
Well, we don't know on the quality of the property. We just know it's connected to your grid.
So then Dublin and other urban centres have relatively low levels, lower than the national average. What's the picture in terms of the counties that have the higher numbers?
Yeah, so your highest would be in Leitrim at 10.6%, and then Roscommon and Mayo would be next after that. So we've looked at kind of smaller geographies as well, and you can definitely see sort of towards kind of west of Ireland, kind of a higher
number. Up to 1 in 10?
In Leitrim.
So what then is the use, what uses can this information, do you think, be put to?
So hopefully it provides extra data for policymakers to kind of understand where vacant dwellings are and understand sort of different characteristics of it. So we've linked back here to Census 2016 to see what the age of people living in a tenure type of the dwellings in the census, and also looked at kind of characteristics from energy rating and stuff as well. So hopefully there's also information for the policymakers to make better decisions.
So you found, for example, that houses with a lower energy rating tend to be more likely to be vacant. Which I suppose again would stand to reason. So I mean, is this the way the CSO would be measuring house vacancy then now into the future? Is this the new tool?
But potentially. So at the moment, this is just something we've started on now, but there's potential to use it more in the future, and we want to work more with ESB networks to get more data, more regular and more granular data potentially from them to do something more in the future. Yeah.
Very good. Justin Anderson from the CSO, thanks very much for coming in to us. After this short break, we'll be hearing from the Chief Executive of Screen Ireland about their plans for 2023.